All right, fine. I'll be a gracious host. How you doing?
Little Mermaid is the scariest Disney movie by far, though.
Why the hell is Ace Blade in your Kickstarter?
Some comics. I'm getting controversial today. We're going to get controversial today with...
My proudest moment is this interview and being able to talk to you two.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, Taurus Comics, in collaboration with Fourth Wall Productions, respectfully brings to you the 107th episode of the Four Tales Podcast. I am your host, Kyron Silva from Taurus Comics. Across this way is the Amethyst author of Ace Blade, Danny J. Quick, and together we are your two award-winning blurred comic creators here to help you find your next favorite comic. We are live on the Age the Geekdom Network via Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and YouTube. So if you're listening or watching this live, thank you for your support, but don't forget to like, subscribe, share, and review this podcast, because all your positive reviews and interactions help us reach a bigger audience. And I am just reading news that the Moana Nui podcast is leaving the Age of the Geekdom Network. That sucks.
What sucks?
Wow. Well, good luck to them. Wherever they're going. I don't know if I was supposed to announce that, actually. You know, just disregard what I just said. You didn't hear anything. You did not hear anything about Moana Nui podcast leaving. Nope.
I did not hear that. And, you know, hey. But I do understand. Hey, shout out to them.
Shout out to them. Good luck to them. Wherever they are, if they're not with us or with us, you know, good luck to them. Thank you to everybody that is here with us this morning at 9 a.m. my time. I get to sleep in and enjoy my tea. My lovely tea. You didn't think I had it this morning.
I didn't think you had it because you know you was a little behind. I joined the link before you this morning. Like, what's going on, Kyron? Really? What's happening?
Wait, I told you to be on the link at a certain time. I was there by that time and you were already there.
I was early, man. You know, if you're on time, you're late.
Nah, yeah. Don't believe that. That's just your boss trying to control you and make you work extra hours.
That's the truth right there. Shoot.
Yeah. But how you doing? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good, brother, man. I'm feeling a lot better. I know, you know, like you said, I was doing the Stevie Wonder last week because my neck and my shoulder was hurting. Like, I still can't really stay still for too long because the pain increases the longer I stay still, but doing a lot better.
Okay. Stand up and like do some jumping jacks. Feel free.
Nah, I'm good, man. I did my stretches, talked to physical therapy this week. I got my stretches that I've been doing and trying to stay loose and limber. Mm-hmm. And I was actually outside on a ladder power washing my, the side of my house, my siding yesterday. So I couldn't have done that a week ago. So that's good.
Okay, those words should never be put together. Outside on a ladder, power washing my house. Those all sound really bad.
Yeah, and I realized while I was doing it, I could have saved up to hire a professional to do it because this is actually a very dangerous thing to be doing for somebody who doesn't know what they're doing.
You got kids. That's why you have kids. They're supposed to be doing that.
I ain't risking my kid. I'll risk my life before I risk the kid's life, for sure. No, but, you know. It was good, though. It was good.
All right. Well, hopefully you feel better. I know we got to get the Bequest Studios Kickstarter going. So hopefully we can find some ways to get people to back that. But our guest today has a Kickstarter going also, and they're almost funded, so I don't even know why they need to be on our show. I mean, they don't need us.
They're right there. They always get funded, man. I love it. I need some tips. We're going. This whole show is going to be tips and tricks.
Oh, okay. All right. So we're going to bring on our guest today, the amazing Greg Moquin of Sierra Nova Comics, and we're just going to ask him everything and anything we want to know about how to get our books funded.
So go on the Four Tales podcast. I don't know. We had one Kickstarter fail. Technically two, but one was in the very beginning. And that was before I actually knew anything really about Kickstarter or had any art for a comic. That was like, you know, when a new creator comes in and they're like, I need $50,000 for my Kickstarter. And you're right. Like, why? So I did like 10,000 and we were trying to do like 20 different things at once. And people were like, what is this for? I'm like, it's for this. And they're like, no,
I don't want that.
Yeah. So that failed. And we did Indiegogo. That was the first thing we ever did because I was like, oh, well, you can get the money like up front. And we got $292 and then that was it. Mm. Yeah, that was it. And so I thanked my mom for that.
Thanks, mom. Shout out to
mom. And that was it. And then, you know, after that, we had every campaign after that was successful except for our Chronicles of Horror 2 anthology. I asked for like $5,000 or something. And I guess I shouldn't have asked for $5,000 because we were like $2 or something away from funding.
Wow.
On like the last day of that. Yeah. I was like, really? Someone can't just like give me that? And I didn't have the money to do it, even though it was like a dollar or whatever. So I was like, well. So then I relaunched that as a Kickstarter. And we funded because I was asking for money to try to like recoup on like paying for things. Because we were more of the publisher for that at the time. Mm-hmm. And so.
Got that $2. Hey, yeah. Hey, man, if anytime you're within $25 of goal and you only got like an hour left, hit me up, bro. I got you. I can at least pledge it. I might not have it actually in my bank account, but I can at least pledge it to get you over the goal.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Kyron is good for that too.
Don't be throwing my name under the bus like that.
Me and Kyron, if you're within $50, hit us up. We'll do $25 a piece.
Okay. As long as you're not busy power washing your house.
Yeah, because that's dangerous. Being on Kickstarter on the ladder with the power washer in my hand, that's dangerous. That's too dangerous. No, so tell us about you, man. Tell us about your start in comics. You know, what you're creating for anybody else. Tell us, anybody who hasn't heard of Sierra Nova Comics, tell us about that.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people don't know about Sierra Nova Comics. So in 2014, I started writing one night because I got really bored and I was jobless at the time. And I was watching Everybody Loves Raymond. I don't know why I remember that. And then I started writing and it was about a firefighter going inside of like a research lab that's kind of sketchy. And then that later turned into like over 1200 pages of like a story. Oh. And that was the Seer Chronicles. That's our flagship title. That's probably taking the longest to do. It's like our Ace Blade, but like it's taking forever to get that one out. We're on the third issue of that. And my friend Hector is the artist. It looks cool. It's taking forever. We've gone through multiple artists for that series because of just different bumps in the road for different reasons. That stuff happens. We have Seer Chronicles, Ink, Mittens, which is a fan favorite, I guess. And that was the highest Kickstarter we've ever funded, was the first one. That was like $5,000-something. Or $5,432. I remember that because of how the number is. And then we have Scales now. So, yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, you brought up Scales. What is Scales? Because that's what you guys currently have on Kickstarter going.
Yeah.
Give a brief overview of that.
What? What was that?
Sorry. Oh, give us a brief overview of what Scales is.
It's a supernatural superhero origin story, but from someone that read it, my friend Aaron Dowen's girlfriend, fiance, whatever they are. She said she really likes the story scales, and she said it's more of like a foundation story. It's not really an origin story. It kind of sets the series up as a whole. So this kid, Eric Drakeson, he's this rich kid, but he, you know, doesn't seem like it. He's just a normal kid. His dad passed away before the events of this comic, and him and his dad used to like bond a lot. And one of the things they bonded over was like kind of setting up adventures, like different vacations and stuff. This vacation he goes on with his family, with his mom and his step family, his stepdad and step brother. He doesn't really want to go on it, and then he ends up obviously going. Some stuff goes down that is pretty bad. Yeah, kind of sets up his destiny in a sense. So, yeah. If you like supernatural elements and superheroes, you'll like this.
Now, the name Scales, like, what is that in reference to as far as the story goes?
So, I guess spoiler. There's a character. Yep, there you go. There's a character that's literally covered in scales. Like, but that's not why it's called that. But that's one of the reasons is because of that. And the thing that he falls down in the cave to is called Temple of Dragons. There is a I have a keychain. This is one of the rewards you can get. There's a keychain. It's the Gaia. It's like the name of the dragon. So a little bit of backstory is there's this dragon that the Temple of Dragons is like centered around, and you kind of like it's kind of like Iron Fist in a way, but mm-hmm. instead of chi, you kind of get like the spirit of Gaia inside you or whatever. You train, and then you're chosen as one of these Temple of Dragons people, and you're able to release and use that energy to, you know, defend yourself or whatever. But yeah, so that is why it's called Scales, because dragons have scales.
I see our guy Sean Barbour is inker on this project. Sean is a good friend of the podcast. Kyren has worked more closely with him than I have, but you know, he's one of those guys who is always promoting his work and out there talking about his work. So
I will look out for issue 2 of I Drive for Server, drawn by myself and inked by Sean Barbour, coming soon to Kickstarter.
Yeah,
absolutely. So tell us about the team that you got, and you know, what is the goal for? How many issues are you're planning on doing? You know, I saw this as one of the expansion titles from Sierra Nova Comics. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. So I made a really long Excel sheet like a couple weeks ago, and I have titles going up until, this can obviously change because it's, you know, it's not like a set timeline, but I have projects going all the way to 2077. That's not a real year. Yeah. So like, there's a bunch already written in my Google Drive. And even Dylan, my, partner for Sierra Nova, he doesn't even know all the stories. He just sees the titles and he's like, what is that? I was like, yeah, it's coming, you know, in 30 years from now.
Where is Dylan, by the way? I've never got to talk to Dylan. I'm sorry. I got to talk to Dylan once when I was on your guys' podcast. Why isn't he here today?
He's always busy. His father-in-law is in the country because he's from Brazil. So, cool. Yeah. So he's trying to speak to him. he's not normally around unless if I need him. Like, hey, you want to do a live stream or something? Like yesterday, but yeah, I'm the one that's mostly promoting. So we're trying.
Kevin Chapman, what's up going on, man? Thank you. Hopefully you enjoy it. Hopefully you check out Greg's Kickstarter called Scales. Greg, for anybody that maybe hasn't checked it out, who would you say is the audience for this type of book?
Anybody like superheroes, the supernatural, or, you know, National Lampoon movies without, you know, anything that has to do with National Lampoon. That doesn't make any sense. Unless they got the word vacation in it. But, that's stupid.
That's hilarious. Yeah. No, I think you're doing a good job, man. Like you said, you're primarily the one promoting it, but you already got over $1,000, you know, a $1,500 goal. You know, it's not easy to get people, you know, on board, no matter how many, you know, followers you got, no matter how many past, you know, backers you got. Kickstarter is always hard, man. It's every single time. It's hard to get people to get on there and pledge. And, you know, we've been thinking about doing stuff outside of, you know, crowdfunding, even though the platforms are great. You know, it's just, it's really stressful. It's really stressful. So, no, I think you're doing a great job, man. So, what are the secrets, man? How do you stay consistent? I think consistency is like the biggest thing. Like, you consistently put out, content, like we were talking before the show. You don't get involved in a lot of, you know, drama and stuff like that in all the indie communities. You're kind of straight to business, always on a Cirnova tip and promoting other people's work. How do you kind of block out all of the noise outside and, you know, stay so focused on the comics?
I see that stuff and I just don't care. So, I don't care if someone's mad at someone. I got my own stuff going on. So also, like, the whole upstairs of my house has been gutted for like a year. So I'm just focused on trying to get that done. That's what I was doing before I came on this. We had to get a U-Haul and then get a bunch of wood and stuff. Yeah, so I'm focusing on that, and I just want to tell my stories. I don't want people to, you know, read them. I don't really care if someone is mad because, I don't know. I can't even think of an example right now.
He's like, I'm in my world. I don't want anything outside affecting my world. That's all. Yeah.
That's
a great way to live life, honestly. I wish more people did that.
Me too.
Then I feel like if we lived like that, social media would crumble and we wouldn't have any need for it.
Yeah, because it likes the negativity when you don't need to be negative. Yeah.
I think though it's so, yes, the negativity is where I think people get stuck on it, but like the social media is definitely good for sharing the things that you enjoy. If people can, like I said, Greg is a prime example. He'll share things that he likes, you know, he'll share things on his social media that he likes, whether it's, you know, Facebook or Instagram and stories and all that stuff. But it's just, you know, not getting sucked in by all the negativity. You know, it's hard not to get attached to all these other, you know, groups and people that you see on social media. And it's very healthy to kind of have a healthy disconnection from it. So I think, you know, I applaud you for that, because it's obviously very hard to do. You know what I'm saying? For most people, for most people, it's hard to do. So, you know, shout out to you for that, man. Yeah.
All right. So we know Scales is going to fund. I mean, you guys have like 3 weeks. I mean, I'm just being honest here. This is a done deal here. So what happens next for Cirnova after this?
It's basically paying to print it, because the book's already done. The only thing is I have to pay him to re-letter a couple things, because we technically released the comic like a couple years ago, but it was as a stretch goal, so only like a few people ever read it. And the four people or whatever that I'm like, can you give me a pull quote? And he's just changing some of the dialogue, because I've learned in the past that, like, I write a lot of dialogue. Not like, you know, Brian Michael Bendis, but like, it's kind of a lot. And then Dylan's like, we have to shorten that. And I was like, okay. So that's really all he has to do. And then we have a new cover, but I already paid for that. So then we're just funding issue two. Because that's what I really can't wait to tell, because it's really hard to market issue one without spoiling the comic. It's actually really hard. Yeah.
I mean, you can spoil whatever you want. We're totally fine on this.
This show is actually for spoilers. Like,
yeah.
And, you know, spoil the comic.
Some of the spoilers are in the trailer. So, like,
let's play it.
Let me bring it back up.
That's my favorite thing to do is get spoiled. But honestly, like, I've been, you know, a big proponent of spoilers. Like, they used to call me Team Spoiler Alert, but I honestly think, like, one of the best ways to market these books is just like we do with, you know, the big two. Like, we talk about what's happening in these books. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, as long as the story is good, it really doesn't take away from your experience to know what's going to happen. Like, you still have to read it to get to know the characters, to see why they made the decisions that they made. And those are the things that are impactful. Like, the stuff that you see in trailers for movies doesn't spoil the movie for you, because 9 times out of 10, you're not thinking about that stuff when you're in the moment.
Yeah.
Let's watch it. Let's see.
Oh, that menu is so long.
A solid trailer right there, man. Who was the man who pushed him off the cliff? Like, I want to know these things. How did you get Iron Man in your comic book? I want to know.
Yeah. So I still gotta change that trailer, because I have two versions. I have the one that says coming soon, and then, like, you know, now funding on Kickstarter. Yeah. So the one that pushed his mom off the cliff is actually his stepdad. So, spoiler.
A drama.
Whoa.
Yeah. Drama
right and there. It's like, it's awesome, because, like, Jessica, one of the people that gave me a pull quote, she said it's like one of her favorite indie comics. I don't have an ego or anything. And she was like, I did not see that coming at all. Cause, like, he seems like a fine, like, nice stepfather, and then out of nowhere he pushes her off a cliff, calls her a bitch, and slap. So you're like, what? Yeah. So
old vacation. Like, we're just supposed to be having a good time.
Yeah.
Hey, I like it, man. So you just in that one trailer, like, you got so much mystery. Like, it's a solid setup, you know, for a story. Hey, we're going on vacation. We've been playing this for a long time. This kid, he's like, I don't want to go without my dad. You know, dad's gone. We see that stepdad is in the picture, and, you know, he's not who he seems to be, apparently.
Not at all.
Then,
you know, I have a feeling there's insurance money somewhere connected to this.
It's something. So, hey, Sean, what's up, man?
What's going on, Sean?
You know, then we got this cave with the glowing green lights, and this man covered in scales with no face, and and the monk, the Tony Stark armor in his chest, with the glowing circle in his chest, man. I love it, man.
It's called an arc reactor.
Tony Stark was able to build this in a cave
with scraps.
So it's actually really funny because I completely forgot. Like I made the plot and then I had another guy like write issue one because I was busy writing 7,000 other scripts.
And Stan Leeing everything.
Yeah. Technically, Eric's dad is like a Tony Stark kind of guy.
Okay.
Slash, it's like Laura Croft Tomb Raider. He kind of goes on like adventures a lot. He likes to do like, you know, adventures and vacations and all that stuff.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Someone did mention something about like Indiana Jones. Someone reviewed it and said, it's like Count of Monte Cristo. I was like, that's insane. I've never read that or seen the movie, but like,
it's a great comparison, man. Monte Cristo is a great story. Great story.
It is a revenge story, because second issue two, it gets really deep into that. Issue two, we jump 20 years. So yeah, I really can't wait to do it. And Sean did really good ink job on this.
Sean always does a great job with his inks. Oh, Sean, hey, I'm gonna reach out to you about possibly doing an ink for me real quick. Just I gotta finish up the page, but sidebar.
Man, I gotta bump up my pledge now. I've been into digital comics recently. Now I got my iPad. You know, I can read and more stuff, but this is one I think I wanna have the physical version for. So
there's a green foil version. I wish I had it printed right now. But
his goal is 1,500. Can you increase yours to make it 1,498?
Not quite that much.
Well, just put it like $2 less, so that way the fear of being short by $2 just gets into his mind.
You closed your studio to open a new one or whatever you're doing, so you got the money.
No, I don't. I literally don't. But it's I didn't even watch it. A lot of times when it comes to Kickstarter, if it's somebody that I know puts out good work, I don't even look at the page. You know, 9 times out of 10, if I'm
100% don't do that. I see something cool and then I'm like, I'm gonna back, or it's like a friend or whatever. So
So when I saw it this morning, you know, I saw we had you on the show. I didn't know that you even had anything going until I started doing the research and everything. That's how social media is now. It's like you don't even know, you know, that people are launching stuff. So, you know,
I messaged like a couple people and be like, hey, I have a Kickstarter, because like it's people that I know that will back, or someone that gets every single one of our comics because he knows both me and Dylan separately. Yeah. And they're like, I didn't know this was happening. And I was like, yeah, Facebook.
It really is like that. So, you know, I backed it as soon as I saw it. I went to the page. I was like, oh, yeah, I got to get this. But, you know, there's certain stuff that I like to have the physical, you know. So definitely I wanted to increase my pledge there, man. It's I like the story. I like how it looks. You know, you got Sean as the anchor, you know, so I know I can get him to sign it whenever I meet him. If I ever where do you live? Where are you at?
I'm in upstate New York.
Okay. Yeah. Next time I'm up that way, I might have to stop by and get you to sign some books, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, man, I like it.
I like how you're just throwing this around. Like, I'm just going to buy this book. I'm just going to go up to upstate New York and just say hi. Sean and I are over here on the West Coast just twiddling our thumbs, be like, we want to meet everybody.
I'll mail it out to y'all. I can't even lie and say I'm coming out to California anytime soon.
I'm gonna come to North Carolina to a show and I'll be like, what's up, Danny? Now I can tell you.
It'll be a great day.
Yeah, we're starting to do conventions. We started last year, we did two. We wanna do like four. And one is Saratoga Comic Con, which I think we're gonna be able to do if he answers the email back. I would like to do Baltimore if that's possible.
That's a good show.
That's a great show.
So,
absolutely, man.
Dylan is in Nashville, so he wants me to actually go to Nashville at some point. So,
have you guys ever met, like, physically?
Oh yeah, he used to live here, not in my house, in the basement. Yeah, no. So he used to live in upstate New York
for like
And then he moved with his brother, and then they have like a music studio, music company. Because he has like three or four other companies besides Sierra Nova. He's got his marketing company. So the only reason why I'm kind of okay at marketing is because of him. He does web design. So that's like his business is marketing and web design and all that stuff. Consulting. Yeah. And then he does music, and he doesn't do music, but his brother does. And he's just like the, you know, marketer for that and all that stuff.
Dylan just sounds like Danny. That's just all Danny does too. Danny says he doesn't rap, but he raps all the time. Danny's brother does music that we use on our show, and he makes a living off his music. I'm like,
I actually got a rap coming out. I had an idea. I shouldn't even say this because if I don't do it, somebody else is going to do it and go extremely viral. But I have this idea for Ace Blade to battle rap like popular characters, like Batman. Like if he was battle rapping Batman, Superman, like the and the punchlines that I've written are like they're pretty good. So I'm thinking about it. As soon as even though I don't have any hair, like I got a wave cap coming, and I got some shades that I'm gonna put together. So gotta do it for the comics. Got to.
So this is gonna be like takeover bars, but comic book style takeover bars.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got to do it.
I can't see Batman rapping. It would just be him saying, "I'm Batman," like
yeah,
and then he just drops the mic.
That's all he needs to do, though.
That's the response right there.
He just stands there for 30 seconds, looking like all scary, and then just says, "I'm Batman."
I'm Batman. Yeah, that literal punchlines exactly.
Well, I think it's a good time for us to go into our quick takes. You're ready with that?
I'm ready. Let's go. Quick takes! I love it. So quick takes is a rapid fire Q&A session, if you haven't seen the show before, where we grill our guests with their deepest, darkest secrets that we found online. As I said before, I couldn't find anything on Greg at all. I couldn't find anything.
Well, that's over.
All
right.
What I did was I was able to compile a few things, you know, that I believe you might enjoy. And we'll see. All right. So question number one, I believe that you are a fan of Avatar. I saw that you did one of those, you know, what type of bender would you be? So question number one, if you lived in the Avatar world, what type of bender do you think you would be in, you know, or which Earth King or which kingdom would you be a part of?
Probably air would be cool, but probably water, just because I could live in water. Like I love swimming. So,
yeah. Okay. See, that's something we didn't know about you. See, we already getting to know you a little better. Okay.
Yes. We can't down. Great. All right.
Okay. That's all right. Question number two. This is one that we ask a lot of creators, but because I know you did your own Sierra Nova Con virtually, I wanted to ask you. Which one do you prefer? Big shows, big cons, small shows, or virtual shows?
So I haven't done a big show yet. And I've heard it's harder to obviously get people to come to your table if it's a bigger show, depending on what show it is. So I guess small shows, just because we went to two last year, and the second one, we got like double our table and stuff, so that was pretty good. And I saw people there that were there both days. They didn't get anybody at all at their table, which kind of sucked. Mm. But we were the only people that were actually like comic creators at a con. So yeah, I think small shows.
Yeah, that helps. That helps sometimes. I think I'm a proponent of small shows. I like to actually talk to people and, you know, kind of meet people in the community. And I can
Dylan was talking to the guy that like created the event the entire time. So I was there like standing by the table the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
My feet hurting, just standing there for 8 hours. And he's just giving him marketing ideas, like, because it was the first time that they ever did one. And he's like,
oh, yeah,
this should do. And I was like, oh, okay. I'll be here by myself.
Go ahead and build that partnership, man. That could be a real good thing for you, man. And yeah. And I think, like, for small shows, I don't have the quick pitch. Like, I don't have the 15-second pitch down, you know. So like
for big shows, I have that for one comic because it's it's mittens. So I'm just like, you like cats? That's all I have to say. And then they're like, and then they come over and they're like, I like cats. And I was like, cats, this is space. The easiest thing to sell. Do you like Star Fox 64? And they're like, yes.
They'll buy it. I love it. Cat people are like that though. Like, you like cats? I got something about cats. Oh, really? I love it. I
like cats. I have 64 cats in my house. Definitely. All right, cool. You can have another one.
Ninja cats next year for that. Okay, question number three. What the F is this thing? This thing right here. What is this?
I don't know if they still have that there, but there's a park. Not in New York City. In Schenectady, there's a park called Central Park, and this is a slide that they made to torture children. You have to climb on the rail on the side of it to try to get up, and then while you're doing that, there's literally kids on the top part of the weird slide to try to like kick you down because it's the 90s and they don't the parents don't care that you're getting kicked in the face, so they're like they're trying to push you down and be like playing King of the Hill on a slide.
Wow.
And then you can like sprain your ankle on those roots or whatever. So yeah,
that and that's the other thing. I was like, there's roots underneath it. What could it?
Yeah.
Well, who designed it? Second of all, who decided to put it on top of tree roots? And third of all, like, what is this torture device? Like, it looked like from a Saw movie, but I was like, I don't know. Oh, okay. Okay. Cool. All right. Question number four. Another question we ask a lot of creators. In your opinion, what are the best and worst parts of creating comics?
I like paying them for like this stuff, but like creating it, but probably getting the money and then, you know, wasting your money. just go away.
You're not supposed to say you waste it.
Not waste it, but you know, like I have my paycheck and I'm like, ooh, look, and then it goes away. So there's that, and just I kind of like marketing, but it is kind of annoying at times, so that too.
For sure, absolutely is an ever-changing field, I'll be honest with you. Okay, cool. And last but not least, we got we always do a top five list because we have another show called Top Five Live that we do on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Yes, you're part of the show, Kyron, stop shaking your head. And we always try to get our guests to do a top five list off the top of their head. So for you, I saw that you had for one of your projects to do an homage cover for some sci-fi movies. So I want to know, what are your top five sci-fi movies off the top of your head?
Fifth Element. RoboCop. Judge Dredd, I guess.
Ooh, Judge Dredd is a good one. That's a good one.
But which one though?
The
lower or the Urban?
I like the Carl Urban one. Man. I really did.
I did watch the like original one when I used to be a security guard and all I did was watch movies. And I saw that one and I'm just like, this is different than the other. I like all the RoboCop movies. I guess Terminator 2. I didn't see Terminator until a couple years ago. Yeah, and then Travis Gibbs like, well, I'm not coming on your podcast until you watch Terminator.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah, he's like, I need you to see Arnold Schwarzenegger naked before you come on my podcast. That's all.
Yeah. prime Arnold.
Yeah.
Big room. We got one more.
Wow. Dune, like the newest first Dune, because I haven't seen the second one.
Okay.
The original Dune, I fell asleep. So
I heard it. I heard it was a drag, but yeah,
like because it's the '80s or '80s, right? And like just the effects and everything.
Yeah, I heard the new. I heard Dune Part Two is really good. Yeah. I still haven't seen Part One, so I'm gonna find it and watch that 3-hour movie, and then go watch the 3-hour movie. So, that's a good list, man. That's a good list. You got some good ones in there. Thank you for doing that for us. That has been Quick Takes this week, brought to you by Baby Yoda.
No, we can't use that. Disney's gonna sue us, dude.
Carl's Jr. and Hardee's.
We have to be making some money for them to sue us.
That's true. All right. Well, Greg, this has been fun, and we appreciate you being on. We want to make sure everybody follows you and keeps up with your work. And also, you know, back to Kickstarter. So first, what are your social medias that people can maybe check you out on?
Instagram, YouTube, Pinterest, Twitter, X, or whatever you want to call it. Facebook, obviously. Our website. So just SierraNovaComics.com, which is the website. And then it's just Sierra Nova Comics, like anything you could. Just type that in Google and you'll find us.
All right. And what about your Kickstarter?
Just type Scales issue 1, I guess, in Kickstarter, or the little link that is in the comments, or yeah. I tried typing Scales in Kickstarter, just Scales, and other things pop up, like some 3D project or whatever. Oh, TikTok, right? Yeah, I'm on there too. Until they ban us and police state or something. All right.
Danny, where can people check you out?
Y'all know me. Best place to find me is my website, fourthwallpros.com, where you can get all the comics and everything. And if you want to find me on social media, it's at TheAcePlayed on all social media platforms. Kyron, where can people find you?
You can check me out on all social media platforms at Taurus Comics. You can also go to my website, TaurusComics.com. I just uploaded the ability of buying issue 4 of Saw the Lightning Wielder, plus my wife's book, My Hero Among Superheroes. I have a couple more copies of that. So if you guys want to check those out, please go there. And if this is your first time checking out this podcast, you can go to our website, FourTalesPodcast.com. And, you know, go back and look at some of our previous episodes, listen to those, buy us some merchandise, you know, support us. Since, like Danny said, we don't get paid doing this. Please feel free to, you know, help us in any way. But please join us next week, where we're going to have Richard Dureen back. Well, actually, he's never been on the show, so he'll be here for the first time. And we'll talk about his comics. But until next time, sayonara, goodbye. And everyone, please take care of yourself.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.